Hello and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver and I am so happy that we can sit together in meditation. We'll sit for 10 minutes, I'll give you the instruction, and we'll start nowish. So please take your seat, get settled on your cushion or chair. And as you get settled, I want to name the elephant in the room, as it were, at least for us in America and many others too, which is the incredibly vitriolic, hate-filled presidential election that we are currently in the midst of, and how easy it is, and how even gratifying in the extremely short term it can be to vilify the people that you disagree with. I happen to have very strong opinions about this particular election. So what? These are my opinions, and I feel that the people who hold the opposing position to myself present a threat of great danger and even horrific destruction to our planet. Interestingly, and we'll get to the meditation part soon, they feel the exact same way about me. So that provides the jumping off point for this little insight I want to share with you into how meditation can help us in these extremely polarizing situations. So the first thing I want to say is that nobody has to like anybody that they actually don't like. So often Buddhism and spiritual practitioners in general are thought of as kind of wusses, wimpy people who just are like, oh, if only everyone would love each other, you know, everything would be perfect. And I am going to just, you know, live in a world with a lot of kittens and a lot of balloons, which would be awesome, and sort of pretend that, you know, the things that are terrifying don't affect me, or that if I could only love everyone and they could love me, everything would be fine. So I want to, you know, sure, if I could love everyone and everyone could love me, in my opinion, it would be awesome. But that is not going to happen. So then what do we do as spiritual practitioners, as meditators? And I'll try to keep this short because I do want to go to our practice. Well, the first thing that I want to invite you to do is to feel exactly how you feel. No problem. You can feel terrified. Doesn't feel good. You can feel enraged. You can hate. I know there are people who feel like you should never even say that word, and you don't hate anyone, and you should never say hate. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are things and people, I guess, that when I think of them and what they could do to our world, I hate them. And, you know, that's how it is. I'm a human being. Personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with hate. However, I do think there is something profoundly wrong, essentially wrong, dangerously, horrifically, heinously, terrifyingly wrong with acting on that hate. So the key then is to figure out a way to separate what we feel from what we do. Almost nobody can do this, you know, certainly myself included, but as a, you know, 20 plus year meditator, I have seen over and over and over and over again how my meditation practice shows me that space, that gap between what I feel, which can be anything, and what I do, which I should not be anything. What I do should be well-intentioned, intelligent, direct, honest, and good-hearted. What I feel, I will repeat, can be anything. Because when we try to smush this into I can only feel the happy, positive, nice things, we are we're imprisoning ourselves because nobody's like that. We have the full range of human emotion at our disposal, and that's because we're human. Our choice can be made in how we react to what we feel. Very rare. Very rare. You just have to open your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed or your television set, and you'll see the ping-ponging back and forth of, you said this, well, you're doing that, well, I blame you, and no, you're the idiot, and nobody's actually talking to anyone, and it's heartbreaking, 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 and unnecessary. And as meditators, even if this is your very first time, I posit that as people who have consented to work with our minds, we have a special responsibility for using that work to bring more sanity into our world, because that is what we are training to do. That is the capacity that we are developing, even though it may be parenthetical to our, you know, stated reason for meditating. As we cultivate the ability to notice our thoughts, let them go, come back to a different object of our choosing, in our case, the breath, we cultivate none other than the capacity to discern between feeling and action. Feelings, thoughts, ideas, and then what we do. We can connect them if we want, or we can disconnect them if we want. This is the root of power. And one of the reasons that the awakened mind is characterized by three qualities: it is compassionate, it is wise, and it is powerful. This powerful piece is what comes from this gap, the ability to discriminate thought from action. Our world needs nothing more than this. So to close, the key to making these, to being discerning in this way, is on the cushion, noticing thought, letting go, and coming back to breath, and off the cushion, which is where it really counts, by going slowly, by listening carefully, checking in with ourselves honestly, pausing before we speak or act, using our intelligence to the fullest, rather than zipping through our experience with, and fear and anger will speed a brother and sister up. We notice that we're afraid and angry, and therefore find a way to slow down, and instead of speeding through our experience like a mouse trying to escape a trap, we have the walk of the elephant, which is one foot or paw in front of the other, again, again, again. That's how we work with our mind, on the cushion and off. This concludes my remarks. I feel quite riled up about the difficulties that we face and the profound and beautiful and indestructible possibility that we all have for bringing compassion, wisdom, and power into our worlds. I have no doubt. And this practice is the foundation for doing so. At the same time, we're just sitting here breathing. So let's practice. Please begin your practice by just taking a deep breath in and letting it out. Again. And say to yourself, silently or out loud, now is my time to meditate, and everything else can wait. Sit up straight. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. The belly is soft. The shoulders relax, like you've been pulling a big weight and someone unhooks it. Ah. Feel the cool air between your shoulder blades that comes with relaxing the shoulders. The chin is tucked a little bit. The back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed, which always makes me smile because it's so great to not have to say anything. And part of this practice is being silent. Yay! So the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth are slightly parted. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose. You already were breathing, so just keep doing that. The eyes are open, because this is a practice of wakefulness, and the gaze is cast down to a spot 4 to 6 feet, 1.5 meters in front, or whatever is comfortable, given the distance of your screen. And let the eyes land and soften, and feel the muscles around the eyes just relax. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel yourself breathing. Just feel it. You're doing it, so you don't have to start doing anything new. Just feel the expansion on the in-breath and the dissolve on the out-breath. And stay with that feeling, the body breathe in and out. The mind will continue to make thoughts because that's what it does. We're not trying to stop that or modulate that. Most of your thoughts will come and go without really distracting you. That's fine. From your breath. But if you notice that you have become absorbed in thought, like you have totally forgotten about your breath, no problem. Say to yourself silently, thinking. That's thinking. Let go and gently return your attention to the breath and take a fresh start. And you can always, always, always take a fresh start. So that's all there is to it, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. It is a gesture of bravery and warriorship. I respect you for it. And thank you so much for practicing together.